Meet Christine. She loves shopping, and this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The Real Real.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels, but my style keeps evolving. Selling with The Real Real, game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The Real Real than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The Real Real. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
What's going on, word nerds? Welcome yet again to the dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and this is episode F249. Woo wee! Yep. Let's get into the words. The first word in this episode is furmity. F-U-R-M-I-T-Y. It is a variation of frumenty. I have to remind myself about how to pronounce this word. Where is this? Oh boy, I got paper clips in the way. Frumenty, here we go. A dish of wheat boiled in milk and usually sweetened and spiced. So frumenty is also furmity. And that is a food that you can eat. You can make it. Probably at home. Maybe adult supervision is required. All right, sound effect time. I'm going to go poof, poof, poof. Now we have the word furnace. It is a noun from the 13th century. This is an enclosed structure in which heat is produced. And why might you need this heat? It is for heating a house or for reducing ore. Reducing ore, O-R-E. So the people who are working with the ore, they're taking the ore out of the ground. They're doing something with it. They're reducing it to maybe its basic fundamental components. I don't know what they do with ore. Why are you asking me this question? But they put it in a furnace. That's what they do. It's an enclosed structure. And then heat is produced. You put heat into the thing, and then maybe you put other things in it like the ore. But typically, when you are at your house and you have a furnace, if you are one of the lucky ones to have a furnace, it will be shooting the heat out through the pipes all through the house, and not a creature was stirring, not even a mouse. All right, that is a furnace. Where does this word come from? It is from the Latin formus, which means warm. And there is also more at the word therm, T-H-E-R-M, like thermal, thermostat, thermometer, thermos. So many words start with therm. Okay, formis is warm, similar to therm, kind of, I guess. I don't know. Boo, boo, boo. Next we have furnish. So this is a verb from the 15th century. It looks to be only transitive, number one, to provide with what is needed. Oh, what do you need? Especially to equip with furniture. Furnish with furniture. When you are selling your house, you may already have taken all your crap out of the house, but when you want to sell it, you might want to furnish it, stage it with some fake furniture. Well, it's not fake furniture, but it's not your furniture. And so, you know, you are furnishing the house, the apartment, the whatever it is, the igloo, the condo, with some furniture. But also, just in general, to provide with what is needed. I hope that I am furnishing you with what you need right now. Some audio or visuals in your brain, in your senses. I wish I could give you the smell-o-vision. If we were in person, I would touch your shoulder just so we get all the senses involved. That's one of them. We don't need to taste anything, though. Unless we get to some word that's something about a flavor, then yeah, we need to get taste involved in this. But what is needed? What do you need from me? Do you need entertainment? Do you need education? Do you need just silliness? I can furnish that for you. Number two, the synonyms are supply and give, as in furnished food and shelter for the refugees. That is a very good thing to do. I wish that more people would be doing this. And I wish that the refugees are not being flown to other areas without their consent, just because they say, you gotta go to this other place. Can we take care of these people, please? This is a better situation than where they're coming from. Let's give them some food and shelter and something, I don't know, jobs if we can? Maybe? I don't know. It's a difficult situation. I get it. Furnisher is a noun, and... oh, let's look at the etymology. This is from the Anglo-French fournir, which is to complete or equip. So completing a thing, equipping a thing, equipping a room, equipping a knight with their shields and swords and potions. And it is also of Germanic origin, akin to the Old High German frumen, which means to further, also fruma, which means advantage, and there's more at the word foremost. But now, we have some synonym information. Furnish, equip, outfit, appoint, and accoutre, which I have to look up the proper pronunciation. It makes me think of accoutrement, which is a very, very Frenchy word. Let's see, A-C-C-O-U, where is accoutre? I think I am probably pronouncing it pretty close. O-U, where's the T-R-E? It should be right here. Here we got accoutre. I don't know. I think the French people would probably want you to say accoutre. Anyway, so that's that. What is it? Real quick, let's look at that. It's to provide with equipment or furnishings. So, our synonym information, all of those words that I said, mean to supply one with what is needed. I shall reread the words to you because it lists them for us. Furnish implies the provision of any or all essentials for performing a function. If you need... to perform a function, then you should furnish yourself so you have all the stuff you need. As in, a sparsely furnished apartment. Now, this apartment does not have all it needs, all what you need in this apartment, because it is sparsely furnished. It's not fully furnished. It's just like, you know what you can get? You can have a chair. And that's about it. Oh, look, my alarm is going off for a reason. Now, what else do we got? We got, equip. That's the next synonym. Equip suggests the provision of something making for efficiency in action or use, as in a fully equipped kitchen. So, it's giving the kitchen what it needs, what you need in the kitchen for you to make all of your foods, like grilled cheese. But it's specifically to make things efficient. If you're going to do an action or use things in a certain way, then we're using the word equip instead of furnish. Outfit implies provision of a complete list or set of articles, as for a journey, an expedition, or a special occupation. I would also like to throw in there an adventure. I'm going on an adventure. I am outfitted for my adventure. So the example is outfitted the family for a ski trip. So yes, that would be a journey, an expedition, or a special occupation. I guess I have a special job. You have a specific list of articles. What do you need? What do you need when you go on a ski trip? Well, first and foremost, you need snow. Are you going to outfit yourself with snow? No. Hopefully, the mountain or the hill has been outfitted with snow. You also need skis or whatever blade thing that you put your feet on. you're probably going down on your feet and not your hands. Let's just make that assumption here. It could be the skis. It could be ski blades. It could be snowboards. It could be, what else are other things? Your butt, a sled. So what else do you need? You need something to keep you warm, because skiing is in snow. So you want to keep yourself warm. Maybe a whole big snow suit, maybe snow pants and a jacket. And what else? You might need poles, ski poles, and maybe a hat, maybe some goggles, maybe something to cover your ears so they keep nice and toasty warm and so you don't lose your ears to frostbite or frost nip. And also, I think you need hot chocolate. Okay, now we have a point. That's the next synonym. It implies provision of complete and usually elegant or elaborate equipment or furnishings, as in a lavishly appointed apartment. I don't think I have ever heard the word appoint be used in this context. I've heard of, like, appoint somebody to a job, but it's about elegant or elaborate equipment or furnishings. A lavishly appointed apartment. If your apartment is not sparsely furnished, but you've got fancy furniture, maybe you have a hutch, a buffet, you've got arms you've got a chair with arms that have curlicues things on them, and maybe gold and decorations, then your apartment is appointed. Accoutre, or accouter, suggests the supplying of personal dress or equipment for a special activity, as in fully accoutred or accoutred members of a polar expedition. Yes, because it's a special activity and you need special equipment for your polar expedition? Woo! Accoutred. All right. Well, that is it for furnish. And now I will go. Boop, boop, boop. Now we have furnishing. This is a noun from 1594. Number one, an article or accessory of dress. And this is usually used in plural. So you would say furnishings. But it makes me think it's on your clothes, right? It's an article or accessory of dress. I mean, yes, I guess if you want to say the furnishings, you're wearing the furnishings, that's fine. You can say it however you want to say it. Maybe it's a more old school way from the late 1500s. But typically, I don't think we're talking about your clothes when we're talking about furnishings. But what we might be talking about is number two, an object that tends to increase comfort or utility, especially an article of furniture for the interior of a building. Can't be the exterior. Nope, you can't furnish the exterior. Well, of course you can furnish the exterior. Deck chairs, patio furniture. Here's my Irish friend, patio furniture. This one is also usually used in plural. And I do love this definition. An object that tends to increase comfort or utility. Ah, yes, my comfort is increased when you gave me a comfy chair to sit in. And then what? Utility? That's something a little bit more practical. Maybe a table. That would be a good furnishing that has utility. Boop, boop, boop. Next is furniture. Noun from 1542. This is equipment that is necessary, useful, or desirable. Those are all very useful things. Do you want the furniture? Will it be useful? Is it necessary? Any one of those, furniture can handle it. A couple of sub-definitions. A, this one's archaic. It is the trappings of a horse. The trappings? What are the trappings of a horse? It's furniture? I have definitely never heard of this one because it's archaic. But it makes me think, what is the trappings? Is this what they leave out of their back hole? Is this something else? I don't know. It's the furniture. But we also have B, movable articles used in readying an area for occupancy or use. And examples of the area would be a room, or a patio. So the stuff that you put in that area to make it ready for use, for people to occupy it, to sit in it, stand in it, use it in some way. And of course, and they're movable. You can move them around. I guess furniture can't be bolted to the floor or the wall or the ceiling or the door. It has to be movable. Typically, when my mom goes into like a place that we're going to stay, like a hotel room or maybe an Airbnb or something like that, there has always often been renting a house, whatever. There has been some furniture rearranging to make it better for our uses. And then, of course, we have to make sure that we put it all back. So, yes, it has to be movable so we can come in and rearrange it. Boom, boom, boom. Next is furniture beetle. Two words, noun from 1915. This is...
Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more, and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell. Fast. To our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
A widespread beetle that bores in and damages furniture and seasoned wood. That wood is seasoned with chili peppers. Okay, so the species name, first, it's of the family Anobidae. There's a double I. I don't know how to do that. My brain is like, what are you doing to me? Anobidae. And the species name is Anobium punctatum. Okay, interesting. And so, yeah, it gets into the furniture and it damages it, and it's a furniture beetle. They couldn't have come up with another name. I mean, it's like, is this the only place where furniture beetles are found? So we have to call them furniture beetles? Let's see. Let's look up furniture beetle. The common furniture beetle. Oh, yes, I've probably seen these. I don't feel like I really have had to deal with these too much. I'm sure people around the world have had to deal with these for sure. But what do you do? How do you get rid of them? Oh, look, there's a link. Common furniture beetles and how to get rid of them. Because, of course, that's what people want to know. Well, I guess you probably got to do some spraying and stuff like that. I will post a picture of a furniture beetle on the social media. We got four kinds of furniture beetle. We got John and George and Paul and Ringo. Boom, boom, boom. Next is Furor. So this is spelled F-U-R-O-R. Furor. Sounds very similar to the word that we had recently about, a tyrant, basically. But this is a noun from the 15th century. Number one, an angry or maniacal fit. And the synonym is rage. Now, this actually is starting to seem kind of similar to the Führer that we all tend to think of. Maybe he went into a maniacal fit, a rage. Number two, the synonym is the number four definition for the word fury, which, yes, definitely seems related to rage. Number three, a fashionable craze, and the synonym is vogue. Do you vogue? Can you vogue? What's the craze? What's the fad? A fashionable craze is a furor? How is that connected at all to rage and fury? I don't get it. I don't understand it. But now I think that the new furor will be checking out the podcast called The Dictionary. Number 4A. A furious or hectic activity. is a Führer. A hectic activity, a furious activity, you're doing a thing in a furious way, it's a Führer. Number 4B. An outburst of public excitement or indignation, and the synonym is uproar. We're all in an uproar. The public is outbursting in a rage, maybe, so that is also a Führer. Am I pronouncing this correctly? It looks like it. Führer, Führer. Well, this is from the Latin furere, which means to rage. I just want to go rage in a Führer. Obviously, I have to call out that the number 3, a fashionable craze, stands out as being different from all the rest of them. Now, granted, you know, there's uproar and fury and rage and things like that, and so, you know, maybe the fashionable craze, everybody's going crazy for this thing. They're in an uproar, so I guess there's a connection there, but yeah, it's just different. Boom, boom, boom. Next we have, well, I guess it's pronounced the same way, Führer, Führer. We put an E at the end, and the British people like to say Furori. Is that proper? Furori. Maybe it's Furori. Or Furar. Furari? Furare. Furare? If you're British, let me know how you say this word. Okay, so this is a noun from 1790. Number 1. The synonym is the number 3 definition for Führer, which was the vogue, the fashionable craze, which everybody is going crazy for. Crazy. Crazy for Furore. And number 2 is the 4B definition for Führer, which was the outburst of public excitement or indignation. So, the public is crazy for a thing, and they have a lot of it, public excitement about it, and maybe some outrage, indignation. Some people are loving it, and some people are like, nah, I don't care. It's a Ferrari. Maybe the car Ferrari is a Ferrari to some people. Okay, moving on to boop, boop, boop. This word is furosemide. 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 Noun from 1965. This is a powerful diuretic. C12, H11, Cl, N2, O5S, used especially to treat edema and hypertension. Diuretic, I'm trying to remember, is that the one that it dehydrates you or does the opposite? We should look this up so I can give proper information. What is a diuretic? Diuretic. It's a substance, often a medication, that increases the production of urine and the excretion of salt and water by the kidneys. Water pills. They are used to reduce fluid retention. So if you're holding on to a bunch of water in your body and you're like, you got too much, maybe you got some high blood pressure, if you take a diuretic, it's going to get rid of that water stuff and maybe lower your blood pressure, the pressure in your blood. So this furosemide is powerful, and it does that. Nothing really to say about the etymology, so we are going to go to boop, 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 furred, F-U-R-R-E-D, adjective from the 14th century. The previous episode, we had fur bearer, so I would assume the fur bearers are furred, and hopefully people will not take their fur to make them deferred, but this is number 1, lined, trimmed, or faced with fur. So if you have a jacket that has fur, it is a furred jacket. I do not. Number 2, coated as if with fur, specifically having a coating consisting chiefly of mucus and dead epithelial cells. Wow, as in the example, a furred tongue. Oh, I have heard stories and seen pictures of people who look like they have fur on their tongue, and I don't get it. So it's coated as if with fur. Looks like fur. What is it really? Mucus and dead epithelial cells? I don't know about you, but I don't want to think about that anymore. If you are curious about that, then you should type into your search engine, furred tongue. 3. Bearing or wearing fur. Bearing fur, wearing fur. I'm bearing and I'm wearing fur, but no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm going to leave that for the animals. They can bear the fur and wear the fur, but not me. Nope, no how. 4. Provided with furring, as in furred wall. And what is furring? That will be in the next episode, so we don't know. Boom, boom, boom. Next is furrier. What are all the different ways to pronounce it? They're pretty much the same. Furrier. F-U-R-R-I-E-R. Noun from the 14th century. 1. A fur dealer. One who is dealing in the furs, selling the furs, buying the furs, trading the furs, doing all those things with the furs. 2. A. One that dresses furs. Ooh, oh, so is that like cutting the fur off the animal? Cleaning it? Maybe shampooing it and conditioning it? Getting it ready for the fur dealer, possibly? 2B, one that makes, repairs, alters, or cleans fur garments. So you can be selling the furs, you can be dressing the fur, or you can be the one who is working on the fur after the people have bought them. They might want repairs or alterations, or maybe they spilled something on their beautiful, beautiful fur, and you gotta clean it off. So all of those jobs are furriers. Let's see. I mean, yeah, this is from Anglo-French furrer, which means to fur, and that's pretty much it. Pew, pew, pew. Next is, now, how do we pronounce this one? Furriery? Maybe? Furriery. Maybe that's what it is. Furriery. It is a noun from circa 1864. 1. The fur business. The whole business of fur is the furriery. And there are furriers who work in the furriery. Oh, I'm going to go down to the fur district. It's the furriery. 2, fur craftsmanship. If you're crafting fur, then that craft is the furriery. Don't really love talking about these fur words. But we got one more word for this episode. Pew, pew, pew. It is furriner. Furriner? Sounds like you're trying to say foreigner, but you can't say it perfect. F-U-R-R-I-N-E-R. Furriner. Noun from 1838. Oh, interesting. Interesting. Woo-hoo. The synonym is the 2 definition for the word foreigner. Yep. This is used to represent a dialect pronunciation. So literally, people who pronounce words in a different way in certain dialects will literally say furriner instead of foreigner because that's just how they talk. It's just an alternative of that. So, okay, fascinating. Did not expect a word like that to be in the dictionary. Seems a little odd and specific, but hey, whatever. Maybe they just needed to fill up a couple of lines. So, word of the episode. Hello, how did we get here so quickly? Word of the episode. Hey, it's word of the episode. I needed a better song for that. It's a lot of syllables. Word of the episode. Word of the episode. Today we had firmity, furnace, furnish, furnishing, furniture, beetle, furori, furosemide, furred, furrier, furriery, and furriner. Whew, okay, well, let's see. This is one of those where I'm not so sure about what I really feel strongly about. I guess let's just pick furnishing as the word of the episode. I need furnishing in my apartment. My apartment is bare. Bare to the bones, I need some furnishing. Please give me a chair. Oh my God, he freaking nailed it again. All right, well, I hope you enjoyed that, all of that stuff. And what you will also enjoy right now is me telling you about a movie which we watched a couple of nights ago. Not that that matters. It is the movie from 2011 called Attack the Block. We had heard of this, had never seen it, and it's some kids, I wouldn't call them young adults. I mean, there's a couple adults, but it's mostly these teenagers in London. I think they said South London, who are trying to survive an alien attack and also attack them back. Because it's Attack the Block. They are attacking the block, and they're trying to save their block, defend their block. And so, yeah, it's very fun. And it's got, I think this was a big breakout role for the lead actor, John Boyega, who just a handful of years later, maybe 4 years later, came out with a little-known movie called Star Wars Episode 7? Yes, that would have been Episode 7. Yeah. Wow. He has done quite well for himself. All of the accents and the words that they use and the way how fast they talk and it's so great. It's so fun. You might need to watch it with subtitles. Yeah, we did, because we watch everything with subtitles. Fun movie, and the creatures were pretty cool and relatively simple. You know, not a whole lot going on, but I think that they were practical effects mostly, and I always enjoy myself a good practical effect. All right, well, on that note, it's been a long day, and I still got some stuff to do. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. Share it. Subscribe to the show. Click the thing on your podcast platform that says, yes, please download all the episodes. You can watch this on YouTube. You can join the Patreon for $1 a month. Oh boy, I just have a few episodes left to record, and I'm leaving town in like a week and a half, so I gotta get them all out. You can follow me on social media at DictionaryPod, also at SpeedJampar. Email is dictionarypod@gmail.com. The Google Voice number where you can leave a voicemail is 917-727-5757. You can buy some merch. There's a link in the show notes. And I think that is great for today. So this has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.